Moving on with the top five, Iraqi Kurds say that they are withdrawing their ministers from the cabinet of Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki. The country's Kurdish political bloc says the participation of Kurdish ministers in the government will be suspended. They've also demanded the resignation of Maliki. Kurds hold the cabinet posts for foreign affairs, trade, health, as well as immigration and displacement. The announcement comes one day after Premier Maliki accused the Kurdish region of harboring militants who have overrun much of the country. The Kurds denied the allegations, saying in a statement that Maliki had become, quote, hysterical and should step down. Altaf Ahmad is a correspondent who joins us from Erbil to tell us more about this. Well, Altaf Ahmad, obviously you have the Prime Minister, Nouri al-Maliki, making that allegation against the Kurds, some saying that that is indeed true. And now you have the Kurds' backlash. They're going to withdraw their, ministers from the cabinet. Tell us a little bit more about this development. And ultimately, is this going to stop the formation of a new government with the Kurds pulling out at this point anyways?
Well, the situation or the ties between Baghdad and Erbil continue to deteriorate and to take turns to the worse, as they say. We know that Mr. Nouri al-Maliki has yesterday made a very harsh statement against the Kurds. He has accused them of two main things. Number one, of making use of the crisis gripping Iraq for their own advantage. By that, he was hinting at, number one, calling Mr. Barzani is calling for a referendum of independence to, quote, decide the Kurds' right of determining their own fate. That's from one side. And from another side, to seize the Peshmerga forces have further seized a grip on Kirkuk, which we know is an oil-rich region. And experts estimate that 25% of Iraqi oil is actually present in Kirkuk alone. This is from one side. This was one accusation. Another accusation was that Barzani and the Kurds were actually cooperating with, quote, terrorist groups who are fighting the central government in Baghdad. Now, we spoke today to Dr. Adnan Al-Sarraj, who is an MP in the State of Law Coalition, which is led by Mr. Nouri al-Maliki in Baghdad. And he has told us that Mr. al-Maliki has based his accusations on everything that has happened since the overthrow of Mosul till today. By that, he meant exactly that Erbil has become a chamber of operations of these terrorist groups, and that Barzani is actually now harboring people who are wanted by Baghdad, such as he named two of them, Azat al-Duri and Tariq al-Hashimi. And we know that on their behalf, the Kurds have have declared that they will not be taking part in any more cabinet meetings, and the ministers who, according to Mr. Sarraj, their role has been sort of downgraded lately. And we know that Mr. Barzani has accused Mr. Maliki of going hysterical. He has also accused them of being responsible to the situation that is gripping Iraq. He accused him of holding on to power too tightly. And we know that all of this is to justify what the Kurds are trying to do, which is achieving a full Kurdish state at a very wrong timing, which, according to analysts, will only contribute to more spread of extremism in the region and more unrest in Iraq.
Very well. Thank you very much. It's good to see you. Altaf Ahmad there, talking to us from Erbil. Many thanks.